Can you give us an idea why Matthew Pearl is missing?
Well, you got to get permission from people to hand this out. But we're hopeful for another addition to the Jet family today. Matty's is coaching today.
Are you looking forward to putting this trade deadline behind you?
Yes.
And why has it been
troublesome?
I have been
in each of the last 20 years. It's just it's an antsy day for everyone, even though it's been a real quiet day, so it's been harder on all of you. There's not a lot to talk about. Everybody in the room is just waiting to get past it. It's every team's going through the same thing.
Last year at this time, there was such a buzz.
Yep.
You've made some trades. You'd bulked up and headed to the playoffs. Can you just compare the atmosphere?
It would be different. Could I give you that one? Is that enough for you to work on? I could probably. You can flesh that out a little. It didn't sneak up on us either.
No.
So it's a difficult place, and then we're going to, somewhere between now and the end of the regular hockey season, be talking about how these pieces fit for the future.
I know spending money doesn't obviously guarantee a winner. And do you care at all that your team is spending less than anyone else on salaries this year?
No, I'm grateful that the resources are well allocated. It's far more difficult to be in a coaching position where you're at the cap but your team isn't.
I know there's still a couple hours, Paul, but outside of moving Ladd, do you see this as a vote of confidence in the core players that you have here?
We are still learning and watching and playing all these young players, and we're excited about where we think they're going to get to, and they're going to get lots of opportunity and play down the stretch. Yeah.
You expecting to have more than six D-men on your active roster going into tomorrow's game as well?
No. What, did you say more than six?
Yes.
No.
No?
Will you expect to see Josh Morrissey at some point in time between now and the end of the regular season? Would you like to?
There's lots of opportunity for our defense for games based on the numbers that we have here. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that we'd have eight and rarely use all eight. But there's going to be opportunity for young players to come up. As long as it doesn't take away from ice time from the young players that are already here, and there's a volume issue, and we want to be a competitive hockey team. We want to go out and play hard and play right. This isn't just an open door for anybody. Just because you're on the Moose roster, you get your games in at the end. If they've earned it, if they can come in and help us win games, if they come in and be at least as good as the player that I'm going to take out of that lineup to get them in, I'm all for it. Less than that, not so much.
So thoughts, Paul, on Adam Partey moving on?
You know what? We had two defensemen out of our lineup that we wanted both of them to get an opportunity to play in the NHL. And with Mark's injury, putting a guy in for two games and pulling him out in that specific situation, they haven't played enough hockey. They want an opportunity to play in the NHL. They both worked hard, done the right things. It's been a real difficult situation for them. So Adam gets a chance to go play. Paul will come in and play on a regular basis now. So they both get what they deserve, but certainly get an opportunity.
Your take on moving forward now with all the games you've got this month. I know February wasn't easy either, but you know, I think every second day here almost you're going in March.
Yeah, more than that, to the end of the year. Our practice time will just get cut down to the bare bones because of maintenance days that we'll have. You don't like it when you look at the schedule at the start of the year, but in the situation that we're in now, I like it an awful lot because we're going to get an opportunity to put all these young players in meaningful minutes in a tough NHL grind of a schedule. So that's part of the challenge they'll have to go through.
Did you meet with Chevy today or over the last few days to kind of talk to him about what kind of pieces you might want on your roster?
Oh, so we have conversations over the course of the year all through, not in terms of players that we're going to pull up from the Moose. The deadline will be over in a couple hours, so we're not going to add any there. Anything after that happens, discussions over the summer. We get into free agency and all those times.
So what do you think with the Jets not making, I mean, the Ladd move, but no other ones if they don't, like what that kind of sends a message to the fans about this roster and building it for to be a contender? Because so you've got a lot of young players, and so is that.
We'd be pretty close to the youngest team in the league by the time this day is done. And there's two sides of draft and develop. A lot of them have already been drafted. So now it's the other piece, and they've got to get in games, and they've got to be played, and they've got to make some mistakes. Doesn't make it okay. You got to push them, but experience for a lot of these guys is what they need to get better. So we're going to see an awful lot of these players are going to be Winnipeg Jets for an awfully long time. And some of them are probably in the National League early in their career. And you pay a little bit of a price in the short term in terms of experience in your lineup, but you get that back when they get that experience.
You expect your team to make a move today, or do you expect it not to?
Well, I got my trade tracker going on there in the office, and the last one, I think, was Plotnikov, right, at about 4:30 this morning. What was the last one up?
Bodker.
Oh, see there? Happened between the time I looked at my screen didn't refresh by the time I walked in here. So there you go.
So your team.
I think it's going to remain quiet around the league.